Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about Trump and temper tantrums and whether it's best to just ignore them or not. Because I got a message and I have seen this sentiment expressed all over the place. And the general idea is that Trump is a child. And young Donnie is throwing a temper tantrum, and that's what his rhetoric is, and the best move is to just ignore it. That analogy assumes that young Donnie is your child, and you're at home. And that's not the situation. Young Donnie's rhetoric, his tantrums, they don't exist in the vacuum of his room. If you have a child at home who's throwing a temper tantrum, sure, letting them cry it out or whatever, that's a method. I don't know that it's the best method, but it is a method. But it doesn't fit with the situation we're in nationwide, because young Donnie is not in a vacuum. His tantrum doesn't exist in a vacuum. I think a better analogy would be that you're a substitute teacher in a kindergarten class, and young Donnie is one of your students. And he throws his tantrum there. You can't ignore it, because it's a disturbance to the rest of the class, right? And if young Donnie is over there banging on his desk, screaming, "We want candy, we want candy," what happens if you ignore it? If you ignore it, other easily impressionable children, they start banging on their desk too, chanting right along with him, "Build the wall, we want candy, we want candy." You ignore it longer, eventually he riles them up to the point where they storm the principal's office. Doesn't work. It does not work, because his tantrums, his rhetoric, it's not in a vacuum. It has to be countered. You can try using emotional rhetoric, sending it the other direction. You can try destroying it with facts and logic. There are a bunch of different ways that it can be countered, but it has to be countered because it doesn't exist in a vacuum. Believe me, I understand the sentiment. I cannot wait for the point in time where I can go an entire week without typing the phrase, "Let's talk about Trump and," but we're not there yet. And we don't get to make that decision either. It's not up to us. It's up to the rest of the class. It's up to the Republican Party. When the rest of the class, when those other easily impressionable children, when they decide that they're not going to follow him anymore, when they decide that he's a detriment to them, when they decide that following him leads to a loss of recess, that's when his tantrums start to exist in a vacuum, when they don't really matter, when we can ignore them. It's up to them. You would think that turning President Biden into a historically winning president would have been a sign, but it doesn't appear so. There are still large segments of the Republican Party that...
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That are still banging on their desks with him. So we end up still talking about him, because we have to counter it. The other part of this analogy that is incredibly important to understand is that in this world, all of those children, they get to vote. Their vote counts just as much as yours, including the easily impressionable ones. And young Donnie isn't banging, "We want candy." He's banging on his desk, screaming and demanding to take the rights away from millions. Can't ignore it. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.